Blog Talk Radio.
Love, God. Yeah, yeah. Love, God. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? It's another week. This is your boy Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, and this is I Am Indie.biz. We just got to listen through the group Side Effect with Always There, just like we are. We're always here and there, too. Welcome to the show this Wednesday, the 20th. What's up out there in the music business, y'all? Welcome to the show. I see you got your hand up. Who does this be? Yo, you there? Yeah.
Hello?
Who's this?
Yo, this is DJ Thumb.
What's up? What's up, big brother? How you doing? And welcome to the show.
Hey, man. It's a blessing to be here. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Man, we're doing good, man. We're just trying to keep this independent thing going on, man. And I know brothers like you, boy, got a whole bunch of insight for these up-and-coming people that want to do what you do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm enjoying what you're doing, brother. What's going on?
Well, let's start off by saying DJ Thumb, one of the premier DJ and air personalities here in Las Vegas, Nevada, man. So why don't you toot your horn for a second, brother? Tell all the good people who you are and about you, you know.
DJ Thumb, you know, on-air personality, you're on New Power 88. Your soul school station out in Las Vegas, Nevada. You also can check us out online. Power88LV.com, and we are actually the number one station in Las Vegas. And you can check us out online as well as streaming video. You can check us out so you can match a face with a voice. Been doing a couple of movies. Just finished a movie called Blended, and it's a comedy. It's coming out in July. And got some things in the making I really can't talk about, some Tyler Perry things, and definitely want to give some love to Exquisite Entertainment, my manager, Chandra, and you for having me on.
Well, man, we appreciate you being on, man. On the technical tip, man, because like I said, you know, we deal with a lot of cats, man, just trying to, you know, get to where you are and want to know, you know, how to. And, you know, they still on the bleachers right now, you know?
Right. And the bleachers are a good place to go.
Yeah, well, you know, they're trying to get in the game, though. They're trying to get off the bleachers, man, you know. But,
right.
You know, they don't even know how to get started, man. So could you kind of tell them, you know, I mean, what do they need to do? Go get some, you know, the ones and twos, try to go get some skills. Do they need to have a certain type of background? Or what do they need to even get
first,
to? You understand what I'm asking? How do they even get to?
Absolutely. Well, first I'm going to say, determine first, is it a hobby or is it something that you really like? Because if you're going through a phase and it's an entertainment thing, I'm telling you, it's more business, it's more work than actual fun. And don't get me wrong, it's fun, but it's a lot of work, and you got to know your business, and you got to know everything. So that's why I say it's good to be on the bleachers right now, because not necessarily you're rushing to get in the game, but learn the game first. So when you get into it, you know, it's a lot involved. So make sure that it's really what you want to do, right? You know, and how you do that? Glad you asked. How do you know that? Well, first thing you have to do is know that it's in your heart. When you DJing or you rapping or you writing or you singing or whatever you're doing, that's your gift. You know, make sure that it's in your heart. You know, ask yourself, why am I writing this song, or why am I putting this song together? Why am I trying to create this mood? And if it's in your heart, then trust me, everybody's gonna feel it. But if it's just something just to do for a fad, you know, it's gonna go in and go out. I caught that microwave era. You'll go in and come right back out, man. You might find yourself on the bleachers further, way up in the nosebleed section.
Well, question, man, like, you know, since people just really ain't doing a lot of house parties like they do for a young guy, how would he even get started? What would be the first thing he need to do? I mean, does he need to get his own, get a fan base, get, you
I would
know,
definitely say get a fan base, make some CDs, you know, make some CDs yourself and shop yourself, market yourself, you know, say, hey, I do house parties, I do parties, I do weddings, you know, concentrate on some things that you do, and from a, you know, DJ standpoint. And pass
right.
out your CDs. Let people hear, you know, how you mix, how you blend. You know, let them hear how you control the atmosphere, how you control the party. So make a CD and give it away. Don't be so quick to sell everything first thing. You know, I mean, you knew no one knows you. So give them something, and let them get stuck. Then the next time you come back, it's gonna cost you.
Right. That's true. Well, you know, that's what we be trying to do up here, man. We be trying to pass some knowledge, man, and to educate, because that's one thing, man. You know, the economy's so bad out there, and everybody's got this dog eat dog mentality, man. But you know, people that forgot, you kind of got to give to receive, even if it's just a little hand up on the knowledge, man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, just to help somebody else, man. So, you know, let me see. I had another question too. Golly, boy, that's how the old know when the old age is start kicking in.
But while you think, while you thinking of a question, let me interject this right here.
Okay.
When you're in this industry as a DJ, you first of all, like I said, you got to realize there's two types of gifts. There's a gift and then there's a talent. You can teach somebody a talent, but you can't teach someone a gift. So if you know that you're gifted, man, keep it pushing. Stay focused on what God gifted you to do. And if you're talented, somebody taught you that talent and you're perfecting it, I encourage you to keep it pushing as well. I mean, just don't give up. I mean, there's going to be a lot of doors slamming your face, but one of them doors is going to open eventually.
And that's real talk. Now, I know what it is, brother. Don't let me put you on the spot, but this is a good one, man, being that we're dealing with nothing but independent artists up in here, man.
Right.
Everybody, and let me give you this one, too. This is from me, from World Movement Records, you know.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people want to know how do they get their music played on local radio stations, you know what I'm saying? Because you know the industry's in change. It ain't nothing like it used to be. It ain't like people just walk up and say, man, here's one of my new joints, man. Can you play it? They don't understand the policy.
I remember back in the days, they used to come in, we used to say, grease the DJ's pocket. You know, you come in and slide the DJ some ends, and you play on the radio. And you know,
they call that payola, y'all, for y'all that don't understand. That's what that's called.
Absolutely, payola. But I'm actually the only DJ in Las Vegas that have a segment on my show. It's called Love It or Leave It, and you don't have to be local. I mean, you send in your song and a bio, of course. Before I even say that, let me say this first: before you can get it played on my show or any show, you should definitely invest in yourself. I'm going to keep saying it. You got to invest in your gift and your talent. Don't just bring a CD up to somebody and it's written on, say, this is my CD with the title song on it. You know, invest in, you know, get something, get some printing done, get some stuff. Presentation is everything. You know, even if your song is garbage, at least it's going to determine whether I'm going to listen to yours or the dude next to me first. And the dude next to me is might be a little more, you know, what I'm looking for right there. And then yours gets thrown in the box. So presentation is everything. So that's the first thing. Now back to it. I have a segment on my show. It's called Love It or Leave It, where you actually play a segment of your song. Actually, I do a verse, a hook, and maybe part of the second verse. And then I let the callers call in and say, yo, we love it. Y'all leave it alone. And it's pretty successful. You're getting some guys that's really understanding that some of their songs is just pure garbage. And there's some that's, you know, banging. But you would never know until, you know, the people that actually is going to be buying your song or downloading it or whatever, you know, is going to do what their opinion of it is, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely right, man. I'm glad you touched on the presentation thing, man, because I have cats coming to me all the time, man, and they giving me their CDs and where they just wrote on them, and then I sit it on my desk, man, and I have all the good intentions, man, you know, because, you know, I got to walk the walk if I talk the talk. I always want to listen to an up-and-coming artist because I don't know where my next hit's coming from, man. This might
absolutely
be the next star, you know what I'm saying? So I want to listen, but if, like you said, if I'm looking at a guy that wrote on the CD versus one that took some time and he just go to the computer and printed out a label himself, you know what I'm saying, and made it look nice, the one got him a folder, you know, and got a nice 8x10, of course I'm going to think this guy's a little bit more serious about his career, you know?
Right,
so,
right.
I'm going to respond to that completely different, so I'm glad you really touched on that. Packaging is everything, you know what I'm saying?
It
really don't cost a lot, but another thing we mentioned earlier in this show and we mentioned in previous shows, try to learn the game. Try to learn the rules, should I say, before you play the game. Just don't jump out there.
Absolutely. Don't just jump out there because it's deeper than it looks. You know, you jump in that water, you think you're in shallow water, and you just signed your life away to some manager that, you know, just watch what you're doing. Know the business of it. Go to school. You know, I have this thing called artist development. You know, people are like, what is that? You have to learn how to be an artist. You know, learn how to, when you go into a recording studio, come on, one or two takes and get up out that booth. You don't need to be in there four, five, six, seven times because time is money.
Tom, hold that thought. 1 second, brother.
All right.
760, how could you help me? We reached I Am Indy. What can we do? Who are you? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Who is this?
Oh, damn, I didn't even press one. This is Joey Black. I was just listening.
All right, Joey Black. Well, all right, brother. Thanks for joining I Am Indy. You can listen for a minute. We got DJ Thump on the line. You know, he's giving us a lot of insight. You know, he's one of the premier DJs here in Las Vegas, you know, to be spinning all the hits. So, you know, I mean,
yeah.
You can listen if you choose, or you can hit number one. Let us know that you want to join in, man.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I was just peeping game. I was a little nervous, you know, but it's pretty exciting just to hear what was going on, man. He was dropping some knowledge.
No, man, it's all love. It's all love up in here, man. That's what we're trying to do, you know, help everybody. But anyway, hang on, man. Let me jump to a quick musical break right quick, and I'll be right back with you guys. Can you hang on for a minute for me?
No doubt.
Because definitely we want to get back on this thing, because I want to touch on that management with you, because we got a lot of youngsters, man, that do not know the difference between a manager and an investor. And Uncle Bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yes, sir. Here we go with Double Man by Breeze.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just playing it today because I'm double bit
Double man, all I whip double man, homie, that's the son of shit. He proved in, looking like nigga took a hit of crack. Check out the Molson bubble lies in the front back. Put his stack, Benjamin Franklin's always got my back alone with his fellow man. I can be the case plan by the lake. Matter of fact, I'm all in the middle with three fine models, tipping bottles, getting all up in. Call it crib plastic. COD that's it. Player hating niggas hurt their way to a casket. Flash quick, hit a Kodak moment of the boss. Freeze, fly it in a jet, freeze, higher than a hawk. Freeze, crush it in a hit, get wide.
Hey, I guess we had some technical difficulties there. Wow, okay, we're back. We had some technical difficulties there. I truly apologize. Thump, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, that shit right there was crazy. But anyway, man, we're back on I Am Indy. And we were talking about some management and the things that a lot of artists hear they need but not quite sure that they need. And we got Joey Black on the line, brother. I know that you may have some input on that. DJ Thump, Joey Black is a hip-hop artist.
And oh, what's up, brother? How you doing?
You there?
Well, I guess he ain't talking to us right this minute. Oh, there he is. 760, holler at your boy. Got DJ Thump and Lamont on the line. World Movement Records up in the house.
Yo, what up? It's Thump.
Yo. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, man. Talk to us.
Sir.
Yeah, my bad. I got my little girl with me right now. You hear that in the background?
Yeah, man, everybody in the world here in the background right now.
Yeah, but yeah, man,
all good.
I personally believe school was a big help in how I make my music now. I really don't have the same questions I did before. Like I would always wonder, man, how come my music don't sound like this? How come my music don't sound like that? And it just wasn't the same until I went to school. I understood everything after that.
Right.
Okay,
well, let me get us back on point. I know we were talking about artist development, and there again, let me holler back at you on that one. I mean, when I was coming up in the game, man, and let me do one of the little shameless drops. I was fortunate enough to come out of a music family. My relatives, you know, they work with, you know, Lil Anthony and the Imperial, so, you know, I watched them coming up, and that helped put that music entertainment bug in me, and they always kept me in school. They always try to teach me how to play a instrument, but,
yeah.
You know, they wanted me to play a keyboard first, you know, but when I was doing my thing, man, wasn't nobody playing keyboards back then, but Lil Richard, Liberace, some of them cats, man, and all them cats had Vogue lists, so I didn't want to do that shit. So finally, they gave me a horn, man. You know what I'm saying?
And the first horn they gave me was like a clarinet. Wasn't a bunch of chicks playing in the band over there in the horn section. So I
yeah, we made fun of clarinet players, so.
Yeah. So I didn't want to do that shit either. So finally, man, they gave me a sax, man. And then I started looking around, and there's these cats like, you know, Roland Kirk and, you know, Sonny Rollins, you know, serious jazz horn players. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then I say, this right here is kind of cool. So I stuck with that for a minute, man, and then, you know, when I got in school, then I started seeing, man, well, the horn players ain't getting the girls, man, and I started watching the Temps and the Miracles and all them cats, man. I said, man, I want to do this here.
Right.
So I guess it came, fortunately, you know, I hooked up this group, New Birth, went on tour and did my thing and got to work with a bunch of different people. But I guess my whole point to that is, back then we had artist development, you know what I mean? We had serious artist development. You know,
well, you know what? It's funny.
No longer
exists. It's funny you say that, right? My mother, she actually started me off, and she didn't even know she was doing it. My mother played the piano. You know, she has a piano in her house right now, and it was funny. In order for me to play football, I had to take piano lessons. In order for me to play basketball, I had to go to charm school. In order for me to play baseball, or, you know, anything that was extracurricular that I liked, it had to balance out to something else. Now, I didn't understand it then. I was like, come on, my charm school? And what are you talking? Are you serious? I'm going to get punched in school. As soon as I go back to school, they're going to punch me. The kids are going to start punching me in charm school. So, you know what I mean? It's like, it was crazy. But I understand it now because there's a balance. You have to have a balance. You know, don't just do something. Know what you're doing. You know,
yeah.
Everything has a reason. I mean, you know, I learned to play chess. That's a game of life that everybody should really go by. You know, go three moves ahead. Think three moves ahead before you go first. You know, one move. And that's with music. That's with everything. You know what I mean? So that was kind of crazy. I mean, I'm leaving football practice, going straight to piano lessons. Man, it was crazy.
That is crazy. I remember my mom wouldn't let like that. She was like, "Nah, you're gonna get hurt." All I could do was just play instruments, just pick up a guitar, start touching it, learn a couple of chords, play the piano. That's all I used to think about, man. I would just read books and just, then I'd put the books out on my bed and, like, get some pencils, like them big kind from Magic Mountain, and just play the beat to, like, old bubblegum oldies, doo-wops and stuff. And
right.
One
thing I realized is once you play one instrument, you pretty much can play them all. I play six instruments fluent. I mean, that's only because, you know, I had a... Say again?
It comes from inside you.
Yeah. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier, is knowing what you do. Is it really in you, or is it something you just want to try out? Because it's a very expensive lesson, you know, financially. You know, everything else. I mean, you really got to invest in your talent, you know, whether it's, you know, rapping, singing, or whatever.
Like you said before, time is money, and that equal out to your success in the future. Like, if you don't really take pride in your craft to even practice every day or practice every chance you can, it's like, man, you're going to fall behind because
that
was made 6 months ago or something, you feel me? So we got to start thinking ahead, like you said. 3-4 steps ahead.
That's right. If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. My man Sugar Free said it, you know, and that's real. Be prepared at all times. You know how. And back to the management. I don't want to fall off. I really wanted to touch on that, and I don't want to fall too far off. But a manager is one who controls your career with your blessing.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? A lot of people, if their manager run their career and their lives, no, first of all, you said, God should be your manager, first of all. That's first.
Yeah.
God should be your manager. Secondly, the person that's representing you is representing what you do. You know, is representing in your best of interest. If you know the business, you go over the business with your manager, but you should get with a manager, and that manager should be a person that knows what you like, can see your vision, and make your vision happen, not their vision, your vision. And your vision, if you put God first and your vision is what God gave you, blessed you to do, then that manager gonna bless you and help you to reach your vision. That's first and foremost. So if you were the manager and your manager, I ain't putting salt on nobody's manager. I got the best one of all. You know what I mean? Shout out to Chandra Exquisite Entertainment. You know what I mean? I got the best manager. But if your manager is running your life and your career, man, look in your claws and see how long you have before you terminate that person, because they'll play your game like it's a Nintendo.
Well, let me throw something in there too, man, because I've had the pleasure of having to manage some of the very successful, well-known artists. I just throw Big Boy from Power 106 out there as one of them.
Yeah, Big Boy.
So you know, I've dealt with a lot of artists on both levels. You know, ones that have made it and the ones that haven't made it. You know, so I can give you horror stories on both ones, but. But I've always took the approach when I'm dealing with any artist on a management situation is, one, to find out what their dreams and what their vision is. Two, to understand the industry or their genre or where they are and be real with it, because a lot of artists, sometimes their head is not based in reality. You know, they're based in what their fans, their friends, and their families tell them, but they're not really based in reality according. Industry is saying what's happening.
Absolutely.
So the manager has to know what Billboard is talking about. You know, he has to be in tune with that in order to properly guide or educate his artists. And sometimes that's where the comes in. You know what I'm saying? Because the artist is being the creative part, so naturally they're going to feel the hype. And the manager is being the business part, so he's got to be rooted in the business. But that communication that goes on in the middle is really the art. You know what I'm saying? Because there has to be a certain amount of trust on both parts. You know, because for me to believe in any artist as much as that artist do, it takes a lot. Because right now, you know, it's hard just really believing and taking care of your own shit, you know, to keep it real. So basically when you represent the artist, that artist is an extension of you. Meaning you got to take care of that artist just like you would your own self, if not better.
Absolutely.
Because that artist is entrusting himself, his career, and his family in your ability to do what you do. But by the same token, the artist got to have faith in the manager to get out of the way and let him do his thing. I mean, this whole purpose of the artist has a manager, because obviously you can't be a true artist and be a manager yourself. There's a lot of people that try that shit, but it's really hard to wear two hats.
Man, you can't be player coach in this game. It ain't going to work, bro.
You know, it's really hard. So, you know, you really kind of got to know when to step back and give that manager the leeway and the trust to do what they do, and you just can't, you know, just double dip. And I know, like I said, I don't want to put no funk on it, but I've dealt with it on both. And now, like I said, sometimes there's some beautiful artists out here. You don't have that problem. They don't have no ego issues. You know, they're hungry for the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And they'll roll with you, you know, 110%, and you can get things done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I don't have a problem investing in my artists, man, but I know, like I said, there's some knucklehead people out here. You can't tell nothing. They think they're playing you. You know what I'm saying? They cool for you to open doors for them and make calls for them, but when it comes down to breaking bread, you know, they get amnesia on you. So, but, you know, it don't always go that way.
Oh, yeah. That goes into it as well. I mean, you also got to understand that you're not going to make a whole lot of money at first. You're not. You're not going to, if any. I mean, I've been in this game a time. I mean, I DJed for Candyman. I sat in the studio with Quick several times. I mean, the man taught me a lot. A lot of stars, Coolio. A host of a line of people. Of course, rest in peace. You know, all these guys will tell you, man, it took a lot of work. And Busta Rhymes said in his songs, you got to pay your dues, baby. You know the rules. If you ain't been through nothing, man,
it's that sacrifice. I look at it like some money is better than no money.
Right.
You know, if I'm making even like, I remember 1 month I sold like two singles on SoundClick, and I made like 75 cents on one, and like the other one I made, because at the price I put and everything, I was just excited that whole month. Like, I banked, you know what I'm saying? Because I sold music. I felt so proud of myself. Like, I deserve to feel that excitement or something, because my work paid off, in my opinion.
Right.
As it was, I looked at it like I created something from my heart, and it actually was accepted in the market, because it really got to equal something in numbers, you know?
Right. Right.
And even though it was just the change, I thought, you know, since it was numbers anyway, I achieved my goal with it. Because I'm really not trying to rap to get rich. I want to own different businesses and do different things. And I like making beats, though. That's one thing that I will never just – I got such a passion just to produce, and I just can't help but start spitting on the tight ones, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's
– So are you producing other things outside of hip-hop? Or are you doing any other types of music?
Everything, man. Like, I got a couple – I really haven't played them for anybody, but I got a couple beats that I did that was that I played the guitar on, and I played the drum set on, and picked everything up myself. You know, I went to the school for engineering and whatnot. I did everything myself, but it's just so creative. And it has an appeal to it, though. It has a core. It's not – some left field stuff, because I deleted those ones when I was trying. So it brought out a different side of me. I'm really opening my mind to different types of energy that flow. And my specific the way I express it is through rap or hip hop, if you will, R&B and whatnot. I express it, you know, through rap and stuff. I do like other types of music, and I'm influenced by everything. I'll sit there and watch Pink Floyd concerts. I'll do the whole nine. And I love when people show me artists, too. I just want to hear music. Like, I love music that sounds good to me, that makes me want to make good music or better.
Let me ask you a question, man. You know, I got to throw it out there, you know, because mm-hmm. for some of the other listeners, man, you know, they can learn and have some questions, too. But since you're a rap artist, basically, and you produce hip-hop and rap music, what is your take on the fact that there's not the same publishing issues that you can deal with, like R&B, jazz, country, and other types of music? You know what I'm saying? Because no rappers rap other rappers' raps.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So a rap song, you know, unless you're old school Tupac, could never basically be a classic. You know what I'm saying? Another rapper is never going to cover that. So
yeah, you don't have a catalog is what you're saying, basically, huh?
Yeah, so how do you feel about that as being a producer? I asked you, did you produce other types of music?
Hey, that is crazy, man, because all the music I make, I got two in my ass cap. Registry. That's it, you know? So I feel what you're saying, man. I really don't even know how I would work those, you know? I feel exactly what you just said. I doubt there will be classic records coming from hip-hop.
Too, so.
But I definitely want to change. I could be the rap Obama, for real. I could change that.
Augie Johnson, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am, brother. I just got on the line checking you guys out, listening to you, seeing what kind of knowledge you're putting out there to the youngsters.
Oh, yeah. Man, look, we got DJ Thump, one of Vegas's premier DJs on the line with us, 881. We just talked about. What's up, brother?
Thumping, man? Are you thumping, brother?
Man, I keep it thumping, man. I keep it
thumping.
Are you
thumping hard, though?
Man, I thump. Yeah, remember the rabbit? He slammed his foot down. He was an earthquake in Cali. No, I'm shaking the universe, mommy. I'm shaking the universe.
I'm feeling you.
Hey, how you doing,
you know,
brother?
I'm all right. I'm blessed, brother. I'm from the old school.
Okay.
I came up right after Lamont. You know, he's about 20 years older than me, but you know, I'm still the old school.
Okay, well, both you guys, 20 years. Both you guys are number 30. So what? Y'all started at 10.
Oh, you close to it, man. 31, brother. So close to it. That's close. You know.
That's right. Hey, Augie's the lead singer from the group Side Effect. I think he just did something with your radio station not long ago.
All right, man, these cats is beyond talented, brother. They are.
What station was?
Power 88.
Oh, yeah. What's up, my brother? Yeah, we were just up there a couple of weeks ago, man, spreading
yes,
love,
sir.
Having a good
yes,
time
sir.
Up there,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
I like Mason's your station, man.
Thank you, brother.
The station was on and cracking, man.
You know, we play soul school. We play old school, new school, but only if it's soul school, man. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, they was playing a few of my records, man, which made me feel good, man. I went back in time when I went up there, man. Started feeling good. I was expecting a royalty check by the time I got home. It was You guys was on it so hard.
You know what? You, when you guys came out, man, you definitely, definitely, especially when you came out and you guys did it a cappella.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know how it is. You got to let everybody know that it's live and not Memorex, you know?
Yeah, that's
we
that's
not using none of that, those vocoders and all those pitch, what they call it, the pitch, whatever, you know, people sing out of tune, but you press a button, they get in tune and stuff, but you can't do
right.
that live. You can't
that's
do
right.
it live.
Well, I am so glad that I taught you well since I'm older than you.
Oh, yes, you did. You taught me very well, my brother. You taught me what not to do.
Exactly. Exactly. As long as I taught you what not to do, that told you what to do. You're
exactly.
absolutely right.
Exactly, man.
I'll accept that.
Yeah, we're going to be out there again. We're trying to get the date set. We're going to be down at the South Point showroom. So I want everybody to come on through because, you know what I'm saying, we cover from Watts to the White House. You know what I'm saying? We do old school, we rap, we do everything. We combined it. We put it together with some doo-wop stuff or whatever's necessary. And also,
you know what, you got to give DJ Thump a VIP table, brother. You know, I come with an entourage.
A VIP table, brother. You got the whole front row and backstage yep. passes. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I
you really
what
won't even have to be. You won't need no pass. All you have to do is say this is Thump, and you can thump your ass right on in.
And I'm a slide right up there too.
Yeah, well, it's hey. Real, and as you know, man, I'm real, and you know, down at the station, you know, we did your brunch thing that Sunday too. You know, we went down there for what's
brunch.
The name of we did the gospel brunch.
Yeah, the gospel brunch on Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday we. Huh?
It was fun to say how talented. Remember earlier we were talking about a time. These brothers came and they did a show with Tennessee. They did a show with us at Power 88. They also did our gospel brunch the next day. I mean,
yeah.
3 days in a row, you guys was busy, and you never cheated anybody out of anything. You went from R&B, you went to gospel. You did. I mean, it was nice, man. It was nice, very nice.
Well, thank you, brother. Well, you know, that's because we love what we do. And like, look, I was listening to you guys a little earlier, like the young guy, man. The bottom line is you got to feel it in your heart, man. It ain't all about the money. The money is just a reward. You know what I'm saying? When you do well, and you do the people right, and all that right there, man, you get rewarded, brother. And that's where I take everything. Like, I do everything because I love doing it, and it's going to always be like that. And like I say, you know, and as you say, Thumb, you know, when we was at the station, man, you see everybody smiling, man. And you don't, like, in other words, you got to stop us from singing. All you got to do is look at us and say, hey, Will, and we already know. Boom, we hit it. Boom. You know,
hey, you know, I still have the drop you did for me and my co-host, Ball and D. You
and
guys, that was, oh, yeah, man. That was spur of the moment y'all knocked it dead.
Well, thank you, brother. Well, you know, when we come back, we want to do some new stuff, man, because like I said, to me, when you get in this business, man, you should know from the very beginning that you're dedicating your life to the public, meaning that you should never, I mean, some of these guys that refuse pictures and autographs and all this just refuse. You know, I went to this affair the other night, man, and they had this cat that wanted me to do something with him, and he said he sang. So I walk up to him. I say, okay, bro, you sing? Throw down. Let me hear you do a little something real short. Oh, no, man, I'm not in it right now. I said, come on, man. Man, I sing, man. I said, man, well, can you really sing? Yeah, man, listen to my CD. I said, well, I got a little CD. You stand up right here. Ask Joe, man. I said, well, I got to go through all you got to do is open your mouth and sing, man. Well, you know, it's not in the mood, man. I sing for money. I said, oh, I see why you broke. I see why you broke, because you ain't been playing. You know?
Wow. Hey, Augie, that's the new guys, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the
yeah.
ones that we know that we come up with, man, they could be standing on the milk crate on the corner. You know what I mean?
Tell their ass to shut up, man. Let me get my time.
Hey, but you know what? It's not just in singing. There's a comedian guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna put him on. I'm not gonna say his name, but I'm gonna put. He knows. If he's listening, he knows I'm talking about it. This guy came up to the station. I hope he's listening too, man, because he can learn. It's for learning, not just to put you down, bro, but it's a learning experience. He came up to the station and he was talking to our general manager, Craig Knight, and was talking about he was a comedian. He's very funny, and so I happened to be walking down the hallway, and Smooth said, "You want to put him on your show?" I said, "All right, well, let's see what he has." Now, brother, you first of all, once I say yeah, you can come on the show and you go home, you should be preparing, right?
He comes back a week later. He had a whole week. I said, "Yo, I'm gonna give you 3 minutes." I told him this is 7:20. I'm gonna give you 3 minutes to give Las Vegas your best comedy, stand up, clean as can be. But I'm gonna give you 3 minutes.
Now this is on the air.
No, I told him this off the air.
Oh, okay.
And then when we got on the air, I said it again. I'll give you 3 minutes. Go back there, work it out. I pumped him up. I set the stage for him proper. This man got on, and he tried to do a Bernie Mac impersonation. And it was okay. It was okay. But if you're going to do somebody else's jokes, somebody else's voice, don't do their voice and their jokes. It just didn't work.
Right.
And I had to cut him short. And the moral story is my man told my manager, which he didn't know it was my manager, that, "Yo, Thump did me wrong. He put me on. I wanted him to interact with me so we can be funny that way. You know, he just put me on and for 3 minutes, and I don't think that was cool." What are you talking about, Thump? You got more time than the average person up with a song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even put a 3-minute song on when I put a verse and a hook.
See, I feel you, man. Shoot, you gave us a little time. We tried to do every show we could do.
Man, so, yeah, the bottom line is be ready. You know,
always.
The day, the cats, like you said, you stand on the corner, man, and harmonize and hum. If you can get out, jump in where you fit in. You know, get in there.
Exactly. Because that's what it's all about, man. Entertainment is about entertaining, meaning entertaining people. And entertaining people is getting people involved with entertainment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And see, that's the whole thing right there.
You guys are too much. Fellas, we need to take a quick little musical break here, and then we're going to be right back with everybody.
What you going to play? What you going to play?
I have one of my artists on here. I ain't told you a thump, but we got a new release coming out. But Joey Black, he's on the line with us, man. I'm going to play one of his songs, and I'm going to play
one of yours. All right, what's up, Joey?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, my brother? I know it must be good if I help. Okay, what's your other name, brother?
K-Diddy for those that slow and don't remember long periods of time. But okay. But anyway, I'm going to do a shameless drop.
It's not that I'm slow, brother. It's just that you changed on me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to be a dinosaur, so I got to keep up with the times. But anyway, this is on one of our new, we got a new release coming out called West Coast Bangers. And I'm sure you'll hear this gentleman, Joey Black, on there. And this is a hip hop thing. It is something for, you know, the people in the clubs and the streets, something like that. And then we gonna like flip the script and get back to.
Hey, you know, I'm from LA, man. I wanna see, man. I'm from LA. Let's see the West Coast.
Well, here it goes. Here it goes.
CP, J Cut on the beat all day. Yeah, you know. So you never should test me. Bow down, just respect me. Too many homies in my clique to regret these. Too many hits with my squad to ever let these. Perpetrating motherfuckers ever tempt me. Test me, and you gon' get hit in the chest, G. That's the real where I'm from, don't tempt me. Stay up with a clip and a chest piece. Do the best with the bullshit direct. Man, I'm a nasty motherfucker when I hit that beat. Better know Joey Black only spit fat treats. Get with that, and that just can't be. Joey Black don't rock for free. Been the king of the underground industry. Since the motherfucker been spitting the verse since 2003. Let a side nigga get with me. Ain't gon' happen, nigga, I keep stacking G. Come back with the Mac and B. The top nigga with the top figure. Oh, Jay Cutter hitting on the beat. That's how we do it, man. That's how we do it, man. That's how we do it, man. Push to the street.
Well, that one just cut off. That was interesting. Anyway, that was interesting. That one just cut off on me, man. I don't know what's up with that. We're going to have to pull another one up. So, in the meantime, Augie.
Yeah?
Hello?
Yeah, in the meantime, man, I don't know what happened with that one. That one just died on me.
There you go. That's just a stamp.
Drama that you're going through. If you wanna come with me tonight, we
chemistry, baby, keep it right. Bam! This all started with a look, baby, when I saw you standing there. You can even say it's floating in the air. Your man looking like he got you locked up while you're standing there. But truly, duty calls you over. Just keep looking. My temperature is cooking. You just say when. No doubt, the flow, and we out. If you're down, let's go. And you can skip the drama that you're going through. If you wanna come with me tonight, we could even make it into something cool. We got chemistry, baby, keep it right. Okay, I see you look, you wanna give me play. Just tell me that I'm rolling on my way. I hope you're feeling lucky, it's your day to get your groove back, girl. Just keep looking, my temperature is cooking. You just say when, no doubt, no how, the flow, then let's go. Dig the swagger, dig the dress, you're scoping on me, yeah, I must look fresh.
Come on,
go that top, y'all, nothing less. Your girl look good, y'all, I must confess. You a mess, she ain't had it like this. She said it before, but never sighted like this. Hit it still, and never write it like this. Feel she feel when I'm inside her like this.
Go, wee!
Small dude look when only look down. I'm a halfway crook, moving no one thing. Only got one question, baby, what's your name? I dig your thing, I dig your style. How about you come kick back with black for a while? I'ma show you how your back can relax for a while. I don't mean no harm, baby, slide your arm. And you can skip the drama that you're going through. If you wanna come with me tonight, we could even make it into something cool. We got chemistry, baby, keep it right. Woo!
Well, I guess that one ended abruptly also. We definitely got to fix that one. Boy, they just be stopping on it anyway. We're going to keep it flowing, keep it moving. DJ Thump on the line with us. We got Joey Black. And we got Augie from the well-known group Side Effect up in the house.
In the building.
Okay. In the building.
All
right. Y'all, my phone about to die. I'm going to charge it and call back.
All right, you do that, man, and we're going to continue rolling on up this hill. Augie,
yeah.
we were talking earlier about the need for appropriate management, real management versus fake management. We was talking about artist development, which there's not any more.
Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. Pretenders and really becoming a true artist.
Right, you got these internet and you know, nothing against Soulja Boy and all them, you know, bless their success. But it's not, you know, how long are they, there's not going to be a classic. We have something on the show, on our radio show called Classic Thursday, where we play all the classic hits.
Mm-hmm.
It's classic. You know, how many hits right now can you see, you know, 20 years from now, you'd be like, oh, man, that was the, you know what I mean? There's no more, you know, really. I mean, it's a bunch of, today, microwave, ding, I'm ready, and once it gets cold, it don't taste good no more, you know?
See, what it's coming to, like with me, man, music used to be a venue to communicate, to you know, work together and see, like, but this is only my personal opinion. Right now, the way they're doing it right now is just basically a money thing. Make money. It ain't about dealing with the people. It ain't about let's satisfy this person or say something that's really, really happening. Let's just make the money. Because it's just like texting. I go down the street now, kids don't even wave at each other no more. They text. You know, they don't like, you know, they just say, hey, brother, what's up, man? Or something like
right,
that. Now
right.
They see you across the street, they text you. Hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Pretty soon they're going to be sexing by text. You know what I'm saying? Baby, let's have sex. Okay, text me. And everybody be getting off. Yeah, but I'm old school. I do it the old-fashioned way.
Well, boy, if they come up with that one, that's going to be something brand new, ain't it?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I ain't going to go for it.
They come up with something, that's going to definitely be totally, totally different.
Yeah, man. But I like that song, the last one that just cut off, man.
Yeah.
I like that, man. It had a nice little thing to it.
Yeah, well, man, I don't know what happened. I guess the switchboard's acting crazy. But anyway, man, we finna drop a new CD. It's called West Coast Bangers, Volume 1, presented by World Movement Records. You know, we back in the hizzy now, doing what we do best, you know, release music, independent stuff. So, you know, that's what's happening. You know, look for that in the stores in the next 30 days or so.
Hmm?
West Coast Bangers, baby. That's going to be the new joint. So, what's going on out there, man? Tell us what you're doing.
Hey, man, we're just getting ready to do this little thing. Well, first of all, we're doing a picture set. We're going to do some a photo set Monday, and we're going back in the studio to finish up some stuff, you know what I'm saying, because I got some interest with a couple companies that we're dealing with, you know what I'm saying. This friend of mine that's dealing with Def Jam, they're interested in getting some new stuff out there, you know what I'm saying, letting everybody know in the world that us elderly people are not gone. We still are the base and the nucleus of this real music, you know what I'm saying, and they're trying to find new music with old school flavor. So you got to go to the old school flavor guys to get the music, because we haven't changed, it just haven't been heard, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so we're going in doing some stuff like that, and I got some doo-wop stuff that I'm doing with a couple rappers, you know, and I don't know if anybody remember Warren G. We did the last album, In the Midnight Hour, so if you get a chance, that Side Effect with the rap on the rapping side, we did the album with Warren G. That was like last year. If you guys heard it, that we did the cover for Don't Let No One Get You Down. You know, remember War Song?
Right, right.
Yeah, we covered that one, man. And it did pretty good. It had Snoop on it and Ice Cube.
Well, I'm definitely, man, got to get you out of here with me on this one, man, because I got 5 projects on the table right now, and I'm looking for the end of the
year. I'm ready to come, man.
So, and also, I'm doing a series of comedy shows. It's called Where's the Funny? So with the comedy shows, I'll be having, you know, live entertainment, you know, in some fashion. And,
we do funny songs, too, you know.
I know, but I want you to do... I want you to do what you do, and we gonna let the comedians do what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do it all, man. You know, we at old school. We do it all. We whatever the occasion calls for. Hey, man, let me give a shout out to all my people. And if you want to check out and see what Side Effect is doing, you can go to Augie's Side Effect on the MySpace, and that's Augie's AUGIES SIDEEFFECT. And I think your picture on there too, brother.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, hey, Thump. Is DJ Thump still?
I don't know. He's coming in and out, but I don't know where he is right now, but I'll let you know when he get back in here.
Okay, well, yeah, well, you on there too, man. I think you on there with one of your artists.
Shoot. Yeah, I'm trying to be everywhere I could be too, because this is the year, brother. I'm trying to definitely be all that I could be.
Yeah, well, you've always been there. We just got to get it publicized.
Oh, well, it's on its way, that brother, with the comedy show. Next week, man, if you're around, be sure to tune in. We'll have Antonio Fargas on the show, and everybody knows him as Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch. I'm going to get you.
Is Joe still there? Is your artist still there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's still here.
Yeah, I'll just make sure he's still on the line, man, be recognized, you know what I'm saying? So I...
It's going to be a two-way conversation. Ain't nothing wrong. Hey, listen. Say it again, I'm sorry?
You say Antonio's going to be there next week, huh?
Yeah, Antonio Fargas will be on the show next weekend, you know, so he can give us some insight on, you know, the acting profession, what he's got going on. I know he got some exciting things going on, and he's going to be collaborating on a project that we're working on simultaneously. Obviously, he's helping me out with this book thing we got going on. So I'm definitely looking forward to that and some things we got planned here at World Movement Records, you know, for the next few months, man.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely got some hot music coming out, you know, with West Coast Bangers and my boy Joey Black definitely in the house.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple artists I may send your way, man, if you'll have them, you know what I'm saying? Because I've always liked that name, World Movement. That was a great name.
Yeah, moving the world with our music, brother. That's what it's all about, man. We're
exactly,
trying to definitely, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say we're trying to compete with the independents with the majors, because actually we can't. We don't have the dollars, but now since the invent of the internet, we definitely can make our presence known, man. We definitely can get our music, you know, to the consumers, and that's what it's about. As long as we can put together good music, man, and get it heard, you know, and that's really what the people require nowadays, man. They want good music, and we just got to figure out how to keep it up in their face. So that's what we're doing over here at World Movement. We're trying to use all the technology available to us to get the music heard, you know. Even the books we do the audio books as well as the print books and all the music, you know. We hitting up everywhere that you can hear, buy music. That's what we're trying to have our artist music, man, because I figure the way technology is now, man, 99% of download, man, if you do 100,000 of them a day, man, that's $100,000, man. And we're talking about less than, what, 30% of the population of one small city?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it definitely can be done. There's no doubt about it. It definitely can be done. 310, who we got here? Who's joining us today?
Yo, this is Thump.
Hey,
Thump. This is DHQ.
What's up, DHQ? Thanks for joining I Am Indie. We got DJ Thump, one of the hottest DJs in Vegas, on here with us. We got Augie Johnson from the group Side Effect. He's in here with us, giving us his time and love. We got Joey Black, hip hop artist on the line, you know, and we all just here cutting it up, man, talking about this music business. Thanks for joining us.
Wonderful. Good day, gentlemen.
What's up,
brother?
How are you? I'm out here in Cali, so.
Where you at in Cali?
I'm over in Manhattan Beach, California.
Oh yeah, you're not too far from me. I'm in Long Beach. This is Augie.
Augie, what's going on? This is one of Kim's friends, DHQ.
Oh, what's up, brother?
How are you?
All right, man. What's been happening, man? I ain't heard from you in a while.
I know. You owe me some clothes out of your cleaners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I still got them if you left them there.
Okay.
Hey, he lying. All you sold that shit a long time ago.
Yeah, because Lamont, I mean, K Diddy needed help. So, you
know.
I sure did.
Hey, but Daryl, thanks for joining us on the show, man. I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about what you got going on out there at Manhattan Beach, man.
Good deal. I work over at Raleigh Studios in Manhattan Beach. I do some little work here and there on different TV shows with David Kelly, Boston Legal, and CSI Miami.
Oh, who?
Boston Legal, CSI Miami. Am I losing somebody here?
No, we're here. We're listening to you.
Oh, okay. The new venture that we're dealing with now is a company called LCA, which is Lights, Cameras, and Action, which is a residual income project where we're doing TV and film style videos for people, video resumes and actors' demo reels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you got to get my digits, man. You still have my number and stuff?
Throw your company information, man. Go ahead. You can do my other good friend, Joy LaShine, also from 88.1. She gave me this coin phrase called shameless plug. So you can go ahead and do a shameless plug, man. Throw your company's name and phone number out there, man, so the listeners
know
how to get at you.
The situation is you can always call Daryl at DHQ Entertainment, 310-671-9740. I am also Googleable in any time. Outside of that, I mean, I look forward to working with everybody pretty soon.
Yeah, hey Daryl, take mine down too, man. I'm not Doghouse Production anymore. I'm Watch to the White House.
Watch to the White House.
Yeah, we cover all kind of whatever you need from. We cover from Watch to the White House Productions. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
My number 310-917-4272.
Wonderful. I got you.
Hey, yeah, man, because we could do something, brother.
Good deal.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, hopefully everybody that's listening to the show know that we all can do something. I mean,
oh, yeah, but you got to make that move, though. You know what I'm saying? We can sit up here and make it a moment, but when you hang up the phone, it's about the movement. You know what I'm saying? The world movement.
It's always about execution.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I used to always tell people, man, don't always get hung up in the moment because the moment sometimes stay in the room.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I used to go to PREs.
For the dream.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
We used to go to BREs when they used to have the BREs and stuff like that, man. When I leave there, I feel like a millionaire.
Oh, yeah, good.
You know, the moments was that millionaire feeling would stay in that room because it would never go no further because, you know, people just be talking a lot of times, so you got to execute yourself.
Good
deal. You got to make it happen yourself.
Much appreciated. I agree with
well,
you.
Well, that's where I learned that coin phrase is not who you know, it's how you know who you know.
That's right.
That's it.
Because people talk about what they're going to do and this, that, and that, and like you say, it never comes true and it never happens all. That's why you say it's stay in the room, because that's mm-hmm. where it is.
Well, yeah. this situation we came up with, it was a way of, I had to devise something that everybody can use. It was like supply and demand. It was like, you know what, I don't want to keep beating my brains at these conferences or either a war room meeting with a $30 million, $40 million film project, and they, like you said, they just say right there on the table.
Exactly.
So I just basically said, you know what, let's figure out a project to where we can make $100 a day every day from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
So Daryl, break it down a little bit more for the listeners, man. When somebody come to you and they have like a some type of a budget and they want to get a video shot or whatever it is, tell them exactly what it is that, you know, you do. Tell me that.
Well, it is. Okay, well, LCA is exactly what it is, Lights, Cameras, and Action. What it is, we're just applying a way to where anybody who has something to sell, even their self, we have a way for you to get it out there. Everybody wants to be on TV or get their information out there the best way possible, so we're supplying that for them. You actually come to our sound stage in whatever city we have it in. We'll have it, of course, we're looking to franchise in different cities, but we will put together, you go on the sound stage, shoot your commercial. We have also a way that you can actually re-edit your commercial. We'll give it to you online and on DVD, so you can take it anywhere you want to go. So you take your project with you.
Well, look here. Hey, man, yeah, so look, Daryl, hey, man, as soon as we hang up, I mean, you know, either this evening or tomorrow, man, let's touch bases, bro, because I got this budget commercial going on, and like I said, we can help each other because they want to do something with what I'm doing, but if I can hook up with you, I can come in with it not finished, but at least partially finished and get you, you know, we can work together. See, that's how you network, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's good. That's always networking.
Yeah.
We're looking for the masses. Our goal is to hit the masses of people. Of course, we're going to help people one person at a time, but we're looking at the mass, like some big, massive numbers. So we have Michelle Lilly over at America's Got Talent. So we're looking at 10,000 kids or 10,000 people who are trying to be something at a time. So those 10,000 kids will come to us and shoot their video resumes at a very, very inexpensive price. We're actually moving the sound stage right now from Manhattan to El Segundo, and it should be up and running again within the next 30 to 45 days.
Okay, so are you ready to go now?
30 to 45 days.
Okay.
Yeah,
because see, I got this situation. Okay, well, we need to talk because, see, I got this situation where I want to get this to him because the budget is there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, can you guys call each other and talk about your personal plans?
Because, Lamont, see, this is what we're doing. We're trying to give people out there in your audience, your fan base, or who listens to you, how people do business, how you network, how you get things together. So all of this is important, wouldn't you say so, brother?
It is.
Yes,
it is. We're gonna finish it up. I'll make a phone call out to you, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
ADA Thump.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We're gonna call them up and go over there and do a video too. Huh? That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I think I got an okay face for video.
Good deal.
Yeah, I think we do too, man. We're gonna go over there to my boy DHQ's place.
You know what?
Video.
What better way to invest instead of investing in yourself?
Hey, let me add this real quick. You know, it's really funny how what we spoke on earlier about presentation and how, you know, you're supposed to market yourself and whatnot. And I'm glad you had, you know, the people that called in and actually got on because they can. Now people's like, okay, well, what can I do? Now, there it is right there. My man letting you know, at least video, get your video out. We're reaching out. So for those that are listening, you know, take heed. I mean, don't just say, okay, yeah, well, how do I do it? Listen. You know what I mean?
Thank you very much.
And this is what I was saying earlier, too, Thump and K-Dead. See, the fact is how we move. See, when you get a door opening, you make a move on it. See what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm ready to move right now. See, that's why I'm able to stay in this business. That's how I'm able to live and You know, I'm almost close to 100, and I'm still rolling. I'm still making, you know what I'm saying, because success is in the eyes of the beholder. I feel I've been successful because I've been able to do this all my life without having to get a 9-to-5. And I've
Absolutely.
Been able to pay my bills. You know, I've had my ups, I've had my downs, but I've always depended on my music, and I've depended on my music because I make my move on my music. Even like Daryl, like I tell you, when I had my cleaners, you know,
right.
my cleaners was like, well, that was my investment and everything. But, you know, when they said, come on, there's a session, hey, cleaners clothes, be back at 6 tomorrow.
Right, right. No.
And you might not get your clothes for like 2 weeks now.
I had a big flower shirts over there with big lapels.
What's the name of that cleaners again?
All these cleaners and laundry, you know what I'm saying? But the good thing about it, I open on Sundays too. So if you missed out on anything, you was always
right.
cool on Sundays. And then even if you'd have some place to go and you didn't get to the cleaners till around 10 p.m. or 11, 12, I go over. So put that in there, Lamont.
Well,
I may have closed, but see, everybody was my friends and everything.
Yeah.
And you know, I'd open up any time for you to get your clothes.
Okay.
Unless I was in the studio.
That's why everybody tried to be your friends, because they knew
right.
that.
I know. Right. I know.
Gentlemen, if I must say this about this last thing about LCA, the whole goal behind LCA is to become a professional version of YouTube. So basically, we cut a deal with the William Morris Agency, who just signed over to Endeavor, to become the William Morris and Endeavor Agency, to supply their talents with some of these professional video services. And,
well, that's a very good start, William Morrison.
Well, it is, but they're going through a little tough time right now. But again, their biggest thing is if we can take their clients and offer the services to them, know our biggest, the people that we're going
I got,
after.
I got a question for
them. Yeah.
You guys do personal videos?
Do we do personal videos?
Videos.
Yeah, we'll do whatever you want on the stage. You come to our stage, you can do whatever you want within that lot of time.
Now, you know what I mean by personal videos, right, brother? No, I'm just messing with you, brother.
No,
I'm just messing with you. Yeah, but
okay.
video.
Oh, we have some frustrated comedians here on the line.
Okay. Okay. No, I mean, but what better way to say? If you want to be a comedian, here's a good thing about that, about the LCA project, is that we do it on a green screen and on a white screen. On the green screen, you therefore can put a virtual set behind you, so I can put you in any city, any state, any country where you want to be in.
Okay, that's hot.
So it's like a news reporter who sits up there on a green screen and talk, and the news is not really there behind him. So we'll put you in Amsterdam.
Well, if I know my manager, she's listening. So I think we want to do it. Chandra, if you're listening, call in. Call in. I think we want to do something with this man. LCA.
Yeah.
So
the situation is.
I want to be DJing on like a magic carpet flying through the air or something. Can you do that?
You can do whatever you want to do as long as you're on the green screen.
All right, okay. Well, that's
what I have a certain amount of time to do it within the budget. So, therefore, our goal, like I said, is to become the McDonald's and Burger King. But we'll give you any kind of hamburger you want now. All the extra sauces and cheeses, a whole different story. But within the price range that you stay within this package A, then you'll get this certain thing.
Okay.
Once you jump on the set.
You know you just lost me. As soon as you start talking about hamburgers and that, you lost me. I'm sitting here hungry as a hostage.
I just had
me some Pete's Hot Links, so I'm
saying on the franchise tip, we want to be
I'm actually on the highway. I just left Los Angeles. I'm on my way back to Vegas.
Okay, good deal.
I'm looking at nothing but a bunch of desert right now.
Oh, you are. I'm sorry. My apology. My point about the McDonald's is we want to be the franchising thing of this and put one in every state.
And you know what? I can foresee that, brother. I can foresee that. Everything is possible.
Really simple. I don't want to do that like Augie said and talk about it and don't do anything about it. We've been working on it for a while. So I actually opened the doors in 1999 with the project. And via the money situation and the Internet, the Internet kind of beat us up. So, therefore, we're going back at it utilizing the Internet this time.
Right. Well, definitely, man. The Internet is definitely the way to go. It's definitely the way
I'm
to
definitely,
touch a lot
I'm
of people.
There, and I'm definitely going to bring some business your way.
Okay,
besides myself, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a whole, my company is just jumping off, and you know what I'm saying? And you got all you sound like you have everything I need. And
well,
we know each other, so that makes it even better.
The proof is in the pudding, so let's make it
exactly.
happen.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? In all seriousness, I really do believe that's and I'm willing to back you, bro. I'm willing to definitely, like I said, if my manager's listening, I definitely want to go with you guys, because let me tell you something. Right now what's going to make money is videos.
It is.
Because unfortunately now we have LimeWire and BearShare and all these kind of things that you can download your music on. You know, a lot of folks are not buying your CDs anymore. You know,
right.
People are downloading your stuff.
Of course, you can get
ringtone and things like that, but, you know, video is the way to go. You know, I mean, can't nobody... There's no better way to make a decision on who you want to go with if they have a video bio. That's hot.
True, right? It is. Well, I must say, if you don't mind me saying, since you mentioned that situation, we do have equity partnerships that we are looking for from people who do have the knowledge of the business to have equity in the company.
And okay, so, yes. That's something I'll just look into.
So, Lamont, like I said, I totally appreciate you guys being online. And, again, please, let's make some phone calls and make it happen.
Well, definitely, man. And appreciate you telling us a little about your business, man. I'm sure all the listeners out here, man, definitely need to get some type of video shot. They need to get an EPK done. And we're definitely going back to the, you know, the presentation. And we had talked about it earlier in the show about people preparing themselves and presenting themselves properly, because opportunities come far in between nowadays. So, you know, if you're going to present yourself to any type of industry professional or anybody in regards to this business, it's important how you come at that person, because they're going to take you on how you present yourself. If you come in like you're serious about your business, they're going to look at you that way. If you come in looking like you're playing, they're going to look at you that way too, and you may not get that opportunity again. So you definitely got to make the most of it the first chance you get.
Absolutely.
The two accounts that we're, I mean, two major accounts that we're going after, number one is the NBDL and the government, as far as the jobless rate. I mean, out of 18 million people who are unemployed, we want to work with the EDD and give them video resumes so they can go out. If you can't afford to jump in a car or a bus everywhere to go out for these job interviews, you go through our video site and we can send your video anywhere you want it to go. It actually cuts down the fact of you saying no to someone before you get to that job. On the NBDL situation, which is the National Basketball Developmental League, our goal is to shoot the videos for all these guys who are trying to make it to the pros and play the footage of them behind them while they're playing ball.
$1.
And not just for basketball, for anybody who's looking to sell themselves.
Hey,
right.
Man. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yo, check this out, man. This little dog from Barstow, man, I'm trying to get a shout-out. Not a shout-out, but I'm trying to get a request for my boy Breeze and shit, the double mint. You feel me? It's a hit and shit. I just want to hear it on the radio.
You hear that, man?
All right, man, we can make that happen, brother. Y'all stick with me. We're going to go to a little musical break right now and fulfill this request. My boy Breeze with Double Man. Y'all hang on with us.
Okay, man. Good looking.
Double man, that's double man, everything. I deliver these metaphors. Cocky in a mansion, plus I be fucking hella whore. Jumping out random and slamming the door to hella whip. Only reason I can do it cause I'm getting hella cheap. Hella slick, like I was being toil or some trick. All up in that pussy for free, and you ain't get shit. Tricky Matt, steal the chain, look like a kryptonite. I thought he was scoring with Superman with all that ice. Japanese denim, I'm in him and looking hella right. Bitches say that beat's the storm because it's shining bright. Double mirror fresh, you know what the low talk about. Tropical boy, colors with the shoes that knock them out.
Boy, my musician, my instruments are tripping today. But anyway, welcome back to I Am Indie.biz. Thank you for joining us today. That was Breeze, and that was Double Mint. Y'all going to hear a whole lot more from this young man on the West Coast Bangers coming out on World Movement Records this summer. So definitely y'all go pick up a copy of that. Boy, this boy got a lot to say.
That was a good track.
Definitely, boy. Today we're talking about our favorite business, the music biz. Chandra, are you with us?
I am with you.
This is Chandra from, what is it, Exquisite Management? Is that the name of your company, huh?
Exquisite
Entertainment Group. Yes.
Well,
hi, Chandra. This is Daryl. Thank you for calling.
And I am DJ Thump's manager.
Amen.
What's up, manager?
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
All right. You got a good DJ in Thump over there, so you're taking care of him, right?
Yes. He is phenomenal. He is blowing up Las Vegas. He's got a thing out now called Thump the Thump, so he has such a wide variety of music in his repertoire. It's been going on about a month and a half now, and no one has been able to thump.
Ooh.
So let me throw this out there. All the artists out there that's listening, all the singers, whatever, make sure if you got some music out there that's trying to move something, make sure you get Thump a copy of it. I don't know. Somebody, we got a lot of background noise, so can you mute the noise in the background or something so we don't have the feedback? Thank you very much. Chandra, not to cut you off, we got Augie from the group Side Effect. We got DHQ on the line with us, and I think we got Joy Black, producer, artist on the line with us, and of course we have your Excel for Exquisite Entertainment. And did I miss anybody? I truly apologize, but holla, let us know you're here.
Did you get me?
Oh, I said you first since you know you're
okay,
the grandfather.
I just wanted to get a little more advertisement. That's why I said
that. since you're the grandfather in the business, and you know what I'm saying, you definitely had to say you first, man. It would be disrespectful not to do that.
Well, thank you, brother. That's why I asked you to say it again so I get a little more. You know what I'm saying? I've been in a long time, and I'm trying to get over it.
Hey, you just brought back something, man. Let me share and tell my listeners about this. This is a true story. It's some funny shit. I got this certain partner that you just heard talk. You know, I was doing a show. What was that, man? A House of Blues somewhere, and we was taping. And this particular person here, I don't care where a camera was, where somebody was videoing something, some kind of way. His head always showed up right in the middle of the shot, and it was always like when he would go to stoop down in front of the camera, he would always have a way of just standing up directly in the camera, looking directly into the lens, and talking about, oh, I'm sorry.
Damn, I wonder who that was. I wonder who that could be.
This boy can sniff a camera. I don't care where you got it.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you. Well, see, all artists, you should learn that. When you start seeing the snapshots and flashes, you find it. And you go over there because you never know what's going to be happening. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to get him some press. He's going to get him some pictures. He's going to get him some promo.
Hey, am I doing right, Thump? Is that the right way to do it?
We got Thump's manager on the line with us right now.
Oh, is that the right way to do it?
That's one way to do it. Make sure you get out there. I guess by any means necessary.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, we be having promo, we be having this, we having that, but shoot, hey, man, hey, what they say, self-preservation is the first law of nature.
All right.
You know, if it's going to get done, you make sure you do it yourself. So if anybody lag, you at least know you did it. You did your part.
Okay.
You know,
and that, so we, and that depth.
So what else you got coming up out there, man? Don't forget.
Well, outside of the comedy show that we're doing, actually, Chandra's a part of that. You know, with Where Is the Funny? I'm very excited about that, and
hey,
like I said, we got
Carol's
four or five.
All right, I am right here.
Okay.
Because I think that's Daryl and Sandra were supposed to hook up because that's what Thump was talking about.
Yeah, that's
why I called in because I did hear the entire show. I want to commend all of you guys because I think you are phenomenal in expressing your life experiences and your input and putting it out there because a lot of times people have that mentality of, well, I made it to the top, so you got to get there on your own. But shows like this help independent artists who are really trying to get out there and really don't know exactly how to do it. You guys, you know, hats off to you.
Well, see, the whole thing about it is majority of the entertainers and the artists that are out there that don't help the youngsters coming up or give any kind of input on being successful, those are the insecure people that are afraid of their spot, so they're not really genuine because they're not really living off of their own talent. You know, because if you have confidence in yourself and your talent, you should have no problem with bringing nobody. Because like I started, I brought out Mickey Howard, and I don't know if you guys out there have heard of Big Boy on Power, Big Boy, Something for the People, Tatiana Ali. You know, I've done a lot for a lot of people, and I do it from my heart because I thought they were talented and they deserve the chance to get out there, not asking for anything back because I've always been able to maintain my own career and my own establishment on my own. So therefore, anybody that doesn't help, you know, they basically, to me, I've always felt they were insecure because we're here to help each other.
That's it.
Right. And a lot of people don't understand when they don't help other people, all they're doing is cutting off their own blessing.
That's it. Because that's all it is a blessing.
Joey Black, you still with us?
Yeah, this is Nancy from Barstow. I wanted to request.
How you doing, Nancy? Thanks for calling in.
I am from
Barstow.
Yeah, I wanted to request a song from Breeze, If I Die Tonight.
What's the name, baby?
Breeze. And it's because the name of the song is If I Die Tonight.
If I Die Tonight. Boy, I would hate to, I wouldn't want to do that one.
I'm trying to tell you.
But it's a good-ass song.
Yeah, I don't want to die tonight. That's for
dumb. I don't even
want
to die tomorrow either.
Or the next day.
But
well,
it's good luck.
Yeah. Let me see, babe. Do we have that?
I hope you do.
I hope we do, too.
Can I
throw
you?
I sure want to play it for you.
Kind of song, huh?
Do you got it?
No, man, they don't look like I do. Have him make sure I got that song, and I'll definitely play it for you because we definitely want to play anything by the Independents. You know what I'm saying?
That'll be good, then. Well, thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
You too. Well, thanks for calling, huh?
Phone.
Wow, man, how did I have that? Well, check this out, though. In the meantime, I'm going to play one of mine. How about that? This is
you ain't playing none of mine. I've been on here for a little while, my brother.
Oh.
You know, I'm the cameraman. I like to be in the spotlight sometimes, you know.
I know. But I'm going to blow one of World Movement songs right now, so check
right,
this out.
That's
my
all we've been listening to. All right, I'll tell you.
MoMo.
I'll tell you, that's all we've been listening to, World Movement stuff. It's all right, though.
Tell me that. Y'all going to let me back on the radio, right? I just can't say the B word, the F word, or the N word. Oh, that's cool, man. I'm still finna tell an itch that you gotta sock it to my mother's fucking pocket. What's my name? Chick, watch a player get pissed. Make a gal switch from a lady to a trick. Break a chick quick with the limp of a pimp. Flow like a blimp, get head like Clint. Stay up on the rim, represent, get dingy. We fly, P-clicker now. OG penthouse player, representer. Took us all by when I tilt that brim. Marks go down when I bank that team. Why they wanna hate when they sound like swerves? Better be glad that I can't go up firm. Players fall in, we cop that hen. 3x10 with an S on the end.
Hey, now you're back with Lamont on I Am Indie.biz. You just got to listen to my boy Tweed Cadillac. You can find that on the album Toast for the Fools.
Hey, man, I like that one. That's a party song. I like that one. I mean, I liked all of them, but that one kind of stand out. Is that the single?
Yeah. Actually, we got that one. We got one also with King T.
I like that one right there. That sounds like that's a party song right there. Ooh, Cadillac, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello? I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time
to... Who we got here with us? Who we got? I heard.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, I just want to request a song supplement with Breeze.
Well, Breeze got a whole bunch of fans out there. You make sure when West Coast Magnus come out, you go get that CD, all right?
Hello. Austro too.
Yes, I'm here. Can you please play that double song with
Breeze? Yes, ma'am. We're going to play it for you. What's your name?
My name is Stella.
All right. We're going to play it just for you, okay? Here come Double Men by Breeze. We definitely got like this, brother.
I thank you so much. Can I get...
Plastic, COD, that's it. Play your hating niggas, hurt they way to a casket. Flash quick, get a go
trouble me.
Wow. You're back with I Am Indie.biz. It's your boy, Lamont, a.k.a. KD. I just don't know why, boy, my music's just shutting off abruptly like that. But, hey, what can I say? We're going to keep it moving anyway. Today we've been talking about artist management. We've been talking about getting music played on radio stations. We've been talking about getting video shot, ETKs. We've been talking about presentation and how to get yourself together to even get in a position to even want to be considered as marketable or serious in the business. And thank you again. Miss Chandra, hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Speak up. You all
are
quiet today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
You can hear me now. All right. Good.
So yeah, boy, look, we've been doing it. I'm glad and I'm happy and I'm motivated and feel inspired about all this new talent around, all the new music around and all the possibilities and the great things that's gonna be jumping off in the next month or so.
You ain't inspired about the old talent?
Yeah, I'm more inspired about the old talent.
Add that in there, man. You know, you talk all the new shit, you know, add some of the old shit too, bro. You know, I'm still alive.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I know that, but you know, it goes without saying. If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't have been me. But I'll say it again, since you know you like hearing that.
Well, you know that, you know me, you know the picture man, you know, I follow the flashes.
Yeah, I know that's right. But this gentleman, everybody, has been very instrumental in my music career because he has taught me a lot by watching what he did and also watching what he didn't do. But in terms of his musical ability, hey, I got to give him big ups. You know I love him a lot.
All out to you.
I don't know who that was, but welcome for joining us. I guess you'll say it again, whatever it was.
This is a fun show, man. You get a chance to meet people and everything. Sandra, I'm going to meet you when I come back to Vegas, girl.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
Sure.
I wish you would have been around when we came to the station because Thump, he took care of us, man. You know what
actually,
I'm saying?
Actually, you guys were there, and I was out with another one of my artists, Big Keith, and Felina B, and I was unable to get down there to personally meet you. But this time when you come, everything will cease because we will meet.
Oh, man, I might be out there tomorrow. Don't be talking
uh-oh,
like that, girl. Shoot. Jeez, I might be out there tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I've always liked a good time, and I like spreading my talent.
Oh, and he likes to eat, too.
He likes
food.
To eat.
Food.
Yeah, he likes to eat.
Barbecue, you talking about. Oh, you can cook. Okay, let's get it straight now.
Why did you emphasize food? What else could I be possibly talking about?
Well, this is K Diddy. I mean,
so
you know,
what
you
else could
about
I
anything,
possibly be
you know,
talking about?
You try to be funny and stuff.
Oh,
can you cook? Can you cook, Sandra?
Yes, I can.
All right, because I know you take care of your artists, right?
Yes, I do.
You never know; you might be managing me one day.
Look out now.
You know what I'm saying? You never know. You know what I'm saying? Look, unless I'm not mentioned, you know, like Lamont tends to mention all the youngsters, the new people and everything, you know.
We'll have to get on Lamont about that. He has to make sure he mentions you more often.
Well, that's only because I've been asking him for a record for me for how long now? And
you've been doing what now?
I've been asking to have a record on World Movement Records for the longest.
And I told you each time, whenever you're ready, my brother. I've never denied you. As a matter of fact, I put you on your first record when you were singing, remember?
Check this one out. We ain't going. Wait a minute. Okay.
Did everybody, okay, listen. To all your listeners.
Oh, yeah. See, ladies, we're about to try something new tonight. We're going to leave the C-Class parked in the garage, and we're about to jump on this horse. So I need all my ladies to saddle up. Let's go.
You will ride, girls, so saddle up.
Why don't you just jump in? Come on. Don't wait, baby. The thing I feel for you is like the strongest current. Why don't you take a chance and let this current sweep you away? Love is take a swim. Why don't you just jump in?
All right, welcome back to IamIndie.biz. That was my boy Tim Searcy with Let's Get Wet. That's a little something slow, change of bass for the R&B people out there, for the ones that want to hear something smooth and collective. Thanks again. It's your boy Lamont, World Movement Records in the house. It's trying to play the best or the most of the independent thing, you know what I'm saying? For those that want to hear something brand new and fresh, this is the place that you get it.
Hey, baby, what you doing tonight? Oh, you want to come fuck with us, right? You know, but once you get in, you all the way in and ain't no getting out. It's a lifetime achievement award for you. Yeah, check it.
Money ain't a thing. Hustling is a fashion with money and showcase. Yeah, you know we make it happen. Hustling is a habit. You want it, you can have it. Take trips around the world, living life so lavish. Lights, camera, action. Balls for the flash. Call your boyfriend, tell him you ain't coming back. Girlfriends, tell them how much fun you had. You now rocking with the best, so ain't no
anything. Blossom is a passion with money and showcase. Yeah, you know we make it happen. Hustling is a habit. You want it, you can have it. Take trust from the world. Living life so lavish. Lights, camera, action. Balls for the flash. Call your boyfriend. Tell him you ain't coming back. Call your girlfriends. Tell them how much fun you had. You now rocking with the best. So ain't no turning back. Money ain't a fact.
All right, thank y'all for listening to IamIndie.biz. It's certainly been a world moving thing today. I'd like to thank all my guests for calling in, checking in, and helping us move the show along and giving some definite positive insight on the business that we all are in and the one that we love. So check us out next week, same bat channel, same bat time on IamIndie.biz. Holla at your boy, Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy. Peace.